Night Falls on the City by Sarah Gainham. Adapted for radio by Roderick Graham, with Jennifer Hillary as Julia Homburg.
What kind of help is that for the colonel? See, fire just followed the commandant.
I still don't think Willie should be upstage drinking tea while Heller and I are down at the table. If he has a few schnapps... Well, it's just too dangerous.
I'll think about it. It's only the first week of rehearsal. Have you thought about what I asked?
What? What did you ask?
What are you going to do about Franz?
Hmm?
You remember Franz, your husband?
Hmm?
Well... Wouldn't it have been better if he'd simply stayed in Prague?
Hansi, you know I don't understand politics. Why shouldn't he come back to Vienna?
Because the rumor is that tomorrow all the socialist deputies will be arrested. And Franz is Jewish.
But he hasn't been threatened up to now. Did you hear something in Berlin?
No, nothing concrete. But the mood there's different. Theater has lots of new people, very organized, very efficient. Half the people we knew, Piscator's lot, all of Reinhardt's, they're simply not there, almost forgotten. At least, no one talks about them. It's as if they never existed. And they say some of the new stage...
Now, who are they?
Hmm? Who?
Those men going into the hotel. Wonderful clothes.
Oh, Germans, for sure. Their backs are too straight for anything else. I'd give them the clothes and the car, I'd say SS officers.
Oh.
Tomorrow, they'll be on the streets in uniform. Oh, I tell you, they're very efficient. I expect our new administrator will be here by now. He's coming to the theatre tomorrow. The Chamber of Culture.
The Chamber of Culture? What an expression. Who is he?
Friedrich Lehmann. I hope he likes Ibsen.
Give him Heather or Marius. I'm sure he'll like them. I must go. Franz may be back. See you tomorrow for Act 3. Thanks for the drink and... I will try to understand politics honestly.
Bye, Julia.
Bye, Hansi.
My regards to Franzl.
Just a moment. Who is that? You must.
It's Frau Homburg. It's all right. I have my key. There's no need for you to let me in.
Oh, I see. Well, one can't be too careful, not these days. There are spies everywhere.
I'm sure there are, Frau Filker. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Enemies of the new order. Caretakers must be specially vigilant.
I'm sure you will be, Frau Pilker. I'm sorry, but I'm late already. Fina, I'm home.
There you are, then. You're late for your lunch.
Never mind, Fina. It smells wonderful. What is it?
Fish. It's Friday.
So it is. What fish?
Just fish. When does the hair doctor's train get in?
Fina, you're incorrigible. About five. Why are you so scratchy?
Frau Nosey Pilcher says that we're all to be Germans, is that right?
We're Germans already, aren't we?
Well, you know how I mean. She says the Reich Germans are coming tomorrow to run this mess properly.
Ah, did she now? Was that what she said?
Something like that.
Well, don't get arguing with the old beast or we'll have no laundry again and her husband will refuse to fix anything.
I never argue. I've got too much to do. Dr. Preisky left these for you.
What are they? Well, they're addressed to France.
There's a note in it. I don't know what it's about.
Well, I'm sure I don't. I'll ring him.
He said you and the hair doctor had to sign them and hide them.
Can I have some coffee?
Yes, please, Frau.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello, is that Dr. Pohaisky's office?
What number are you calling?
78492. Who is this, please?
The operator. Whom are you calling?
Herr Dr. Pohaisky, 78492. This is ridiculous.
What is your number, please?
75668. What's the matter?
75668. Herr Dr. Wedeker's apartment?
Yes, but why...
I'm sorry, I cannot connect you.
What? Hello? Hello? We've been cut off.
That's been happening all day, Mayfair. Here's your coffee. Perhaps Frau Pilcher's wonderful Reich Germans will put it right. And the hair doctor will be home soon.
Oh, God, I'm glad I came back. I love you, Julia.
I love you. And I'm glad you weren't too tired.
I'm never too tired for you. You always look so
so desirable.
No, Franz, that's enough. Let me go. You said you'd invited Georgi for drinks. I've not been caught naked. Get dressed.
Quite right. You're getting very formal in your old age. Pass me my shirt.
What are those papers we have to sign?
They'll turn all my property over to you. They're backdated and witnessed already. Not quite legal, but legal enough, if they should ever be needed.
But why?
In less than 24 hours, the Nuremberg laws will apply in Austria. As a Jew, all my property will be sequestrated. This way, you are the legal owner, and we shan't have to throw good money into the sewers of the Third Reich. That's all.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. You make sure you hide them somewhere safe.
You've decided, then, you're going.
I'm not only a Jew, I'm a socialist deputy. They've cut off the phone. The Pilchers will report any move we make. There's nothing I can do. If I stay, I'll be arrested. But they might let me go if I leave first thing tomorrow.
But, Franzl, how did all this happen without us knowing? Did you not know anything about it?
Of course I knew. As you did. As everyone did. But nobody quite believed the reality of it. Well, now we're to have our fill of that reality.
Yeah, doctor, can I call?
Coming, Fina. That must be Georgi.
Hurry up, Julia. I'll get him a drink. And how's my favourite newspaper editor? Gasping for Slivovitz?
Slivovitz, thanks, yes. That's most welcome. But editor, no longer.
What?
I am now the literary editor.
As from when?
Midnight. I have said goodbye to the staff. Fräulein Bracker cried, of course. And one of the new people shouted Heil Hitler. It was all very moving. Look, I'm lucky. I've still got a job. Prost.
Prost. But you were never a party member. I've often said you were simply a naive liberal.
If you think the Nazis make distinctions, then you are the naive one. If it's not a Nazi, it's a Bolshevik. You're even a Bolshevik Jew, for God's sake.
I'm not a Bolshevik. I'm a Marxist, of course.
My dear Franzl, we will have to put away our political toys for a bit, I'm afraid. Julia, he has decided to go, hasn't he?
Yes, tomorrow on the first train.
I'm glad. Oh, and Julia?
Yes, Georgi?
Don't even consider going with him.
Not at first, of course not. I'm in rehearsal, but later...
Julia, you'll be surprised to hear that the Nazis regard you as an artistic asset of the state.
Oh, what?
Yes, well, they do go in for such language. You would be instantly recognised and arrested. The entire theatre would come under suspicion, even closure.
But we're doing the Wild Duck.
The repertoire will not interest them. The loss of face and the defection of such a celebrity will infuriate them.
Then, when can I rejoin France?
Not for some time.
When might it be safe?
Not until things get a lot quieter. They're going to be very jumpy for a long time, making arrests. Watching everyone, tapping telephones.
Ours was cut off this afternoon.
Then there is no doubt. The first thing they will have done is to try to isolate everyone on their arrest list. Now listen to me, both of you. Don't make the terrible mistake of thinking that you can play with these people. If they lay their hands on you, you will disappear from the world and from time and from life. You will never have existed. I must go now, Franzl. I will keep a friendly eye on your Julia and wish you luck. I hope we will meet again. Goodbye.
For God's sake, Georgi, we'll meet again.
Goodbye, Julia. Try to behave normally. You're too important for them to start troubling you without some provocation.
Goodbye, Georgi. Oh, Franzl. My darling Franzl, hold me tight. Hold me.
I'm buggered if I'm doing a line rehearsal when I haven't even learnt it yet. Where the hell is Ostrovsky?
He's in a meeting with Herr Lehmann. I'm sure he won't be long.
Have you seen this Lehmann yet?
Not yet, Hella, but I hear he's married.
Oh,
to some high-up party lady.
Oh, well, another hill to climb. Has Franz come back?
Last night, but he left again this morning. He has some people to see in Prague.
Prague? Yes. They say Himmler was here in Vienna last night. A friend was sure she saw him in the Sarka. Is he the one with the tiny glasses?
They all look the bloody same to me. Do you think I've got time to slip out for a bit?
I think it's unwise. Herr Lehmann wants to meet the cast.
Do you think he would come if I gave a party for him? It would be less formal, don't you think?
I'm sure he'd be delighted. Oh, I'm getting bored. Perhaps Phil is right. We all need a drink.
Well, I certainly don't. Not at 10 in the morning. You're a bit edgy, Julia.
It's not 10. It's 10:12. A perfectly civilized hour for a glass or two.
Good morning.
Too late. Here comes the maestro.
I'm very sorry, everyone, but there'll be no rehearsal today. I must go through the future plans with Herr Lehmann. By the way, he sends his apologies for not meeting you, but hopes to do so at a later opportunity. That's all. I'm sorry.
Hansi, can I have a word?
Oh, certainly, Hera. What is it, my dear?
Come on, beautiful girl. Let Uncle Willy buy that drink for you. And you can tell me what the trouble is.
No, it's stupid. Well, I saw Lottie, my dresser, in this morning. She said she was doing some ironing, but she's never been in till the afternoon before.
So?
Do you think she's, well, snooping on me?
I don't think I'm an actor. But you do need a drink. Come on, it's nothing. We're all on edge.
So, we didn't rehearse, we didn't meet Lehmann, and apart from a drink with William Munt, it was all a colossal waste of time. I could have been at the station with Franz.
I went with him just to make sure he got away all right. Well, you weren't there, you know, Frau. It was bedlam. Hundreds of people were there checking everyone's papers.
They checked Franz?
Yes, they wrote something down, but they let him go, poor thing.
It was impossible for Dr. Franz to stay.
But who's going to look after him, take care of his food and clothes now, I'd like to know. I've done it since he was a child.
Don't you see? He would have been arrested as a socialist and a Jew.
He's not a Jew to me. I put him in my prayers every night. What you ought to have done, you ought to have got him baptized once his parents were gone.
Fina, you don't understand, and I can't explain it to you. It's a bloody awful mess, that's all.
Well, the wireless is saying what a good thing it is. Local councils are useless. You've said so yourself, Mayfrau, and perhaps the Reich Germans can do something. They're supposed to be very clever and efficient.
Oh, they're efficient, all right. Oh, that reminds me, this is for you. They gave it to me at the theatre. It's some kind of ration card.
It's a VIP ration card. That's you, Mayfrau, a VIP. Oh, we can get all sorts of things with this. It'll be all right now. We're the same as the Reich Germans. Dr. Franz always wanted us to be the same, didn't he?
He wanted a pan-Germanic union with a Marxist-socialist government, not Nazism. It's not all right, don't you see?
Well, the Cardinal was on the wireless this morning, and he said that if we rendered unto Caesar and kept calm, then everything would be all right.
I'm too tired to argue, even if I understood.
It's little Ruth.
Ruth? What on earth are you doing here? Are you alone?
Yes, Aunt Julia. Is Uncle Franz here?
No, he's gone away. Where's your mother?
She's looking after Grandfather.
Does he know you're out alone?
No, it's Shabbos. He's in his room. Mother's so afraid about everything, she just cries all the time. She thought Uncle Franz would know what to do.
To do about what?
But the caretaker is friends with the SA, and they're around all the time, shouting and painting things on the walls. They've beaten up the butcher. Now he's in hospital.
Now, don't worry. No one is going to bother you, two women and an old scholar of 93.
But they threatened to kill us.
Oh, my gosh.
Mama's worried that if they close all the kosher shops, we'll starve to death.
Well, I'm sure it won't come to that. Fina, tell Hansi Ostrovsky I'm going round to Ruth's. Apparently they're having some trouble with some brown shirt thugs.
I'll do it right away. Be careful now.
Don't worry, nothing can happen.
No! Oh, just boil up here! Demands, you bitch! No!
Thanks, Inspector. I should have expected no more. Julia! Julia?
The police have gone. There's no more to worry about. How are you now?
Bruises, it's not too bad.
Oh,
Hansi. I keep seeing it over and over again. In slow motion, like in an accident. The old man coming out, his prayer shawl flapping and those things on his forehead. And they just grabbed him and threw him out on the landing. And then he vanished. No scream or anything. He just
went over the rail. And then Ruth's mother... Now they threw her over.
Oh, my dear.
I could do nothing. I've never felt so impotent in my life. What did the inspector say?
There's a certain amount of confusion at the moment.
Confusion? Two murders and me beaten up? This isn't confusion, it's anarchy. I can give them descriptions, names. One was called Horst.
They say that to draw attention to Jewish relatives could be unwise, at the very least.
Yes, but they've got to do something.
They will make a report. They'll say there was an anonymous phone call or something.
Look, I may be a silly actress, but I'm not a complete idiot. This was murder.
I know that. And since you're certainly not an idiot, you'll realize that what's done is done. At least the girl's safe. She's with neighbors. You should never have gone there in the first place.
Thank God Fina rang you. Who were those two with you?
Oh, scene crew. I felt I might need some help, and when they heard you could be in trouble, well, they'd cheerfully kill anyone who harmed their Julia Homburg.
Oh, I'll send them some cognac. Mm. Ow! Ooh. I'm getting stiff, and I have to play tonight.
Oh, no, you don't. Your understudy's going on.
But
no, buts, Julia. I am the artistic director, and you are not playing tonight. Anyway, the theatre will only be half full, and it gives you an excuse to miss the party afterwards.
Oh, yes, Hella's party for Herr Lehmann. Oh, now, that's a pity. I wanted to go to that. It should be full of lovely gossip.
Where's Georgi Karenin?
He's been called to Gestapo headquarters.
Good
God. Oh, nothing serious, he says, but it does mean that Heller's little scheme has gone very wrong.
Tell me and have another drink. This is my personal waiter.
Well, as Georgi couldn't come, the voracious Maris is here alone.
Should be a good party. Mm. By the way, that understudy girl is awful. She killed two laughs of mine and invented one of her own. I had to speak to her. Now, what has happened to Julia?
There was a brawl involving some of Francie's family, and she got beaten up by the SA. She's shaken, but all right.
Beaten up in a brawl? Our Julia? That's monstrous. Herr Lehmann, did you hear this? Your SA thugs have attacked our Frau Homburg, the leading actress of our Borg Theater. Your Borg Theater, I suppose we must say.
Now, Billy, are you drunk already? I'm sorry, Herr Lehmann.
It's quite all right. Herr Munz is understandably upset, as I am sure we all are. But let us not lose our sense of proportion. There's always a danger that at moments of fate the mob will attempt to take over. But the Führer is aware of the danger, and these rowdies will be very quickly brought under control. The Jews will be allowed to live their own lives in their own way, but in a way that prevents them from strangling Germany. Frau Homburg's loyalty to her family is a noble and valued emotion, except that in the past it has been misdirected by the cunning of the Jews. All that will change now that healthier winds are blowing through Vienna. I have sent her flowers and condolences.
You are very thoughtful, Herr Lehmann.
Does anyone want a hand of poker? I'm short of funds.
All right, Lily. I'll let you take some of my money.
Ah, now, who is this delightful lady?
Oh, another actress, I'm afraid, Herr Lehmann. Fräulein Maris Pantage.
Enchanted, Fräulein.
Oh, no, no, Maris, please.
Friedrich, I don't think I saw you at the Burg Theater.
No, I work at the Josefstadt's. Huh? They do more light comedy there.
Then there are two good reasons for attending, as I most assuredly will. I'm sorry, but I am only a boring Berlin bureaucrat. You're playing the leading roles, I imagine.
You are a most charming bureaucrat.
And you are the beauty I was always told there was in Vienna.
Hella, I think Hansi wants to talk to you.
Does he? Mm-hmm. How tiresome. Excuse me, Friedrich. I won't be a moment.
Would you like some fresh air? This smoke is bad for my voice. And Hella's garden is her pride and joy. I'm told she has peasant roots.
Please lead the way, my dear Maris.
I think you've lost the first round, Hella. You might as well sit down with us for a bit.
Raise you five.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hansi, you?
Oh. Hansi, I'm worried about Julia. Not just this awful business, but how will she manage her life now that France has gone?
What do you mean?
Well, she made no secret about the affairs she had before she married.
Julia adores France.
Julia and Franz never had any real relationship, except physically.
I suppose that's sort of true. I doubt if she even knows what his party stands for, stood for, shall I say.
Well, if this goes on, I should think the marriage will peacefully fade away.
Julia always had affairs with people less intelligent than herself.
They're easy enough to find.
Exactly. And Franz was a surprise to her. She may not understand his politics, I'm not sure I do, but she'll support him through fire and water. Keller, you're just trying to start a rumor because you feel you've lost your bigwig to little Mari.
Oh.
Now, do you want to play poker or not?
Well, I'm sure Julia knows more about France's whereabouts than she lets on. That's all.
Oh. Don't go in there.
Madame
has taken a sleeping pill.
Oh.
Very tired.
State Police, wake up! Come on,
who's
pretending?
Oh, what?
State Police.
Oh, Fina, turn that top light out.
Leave that light alone.
Leave the light alone?
Where's Vedika?
What?
Vedika, where is he?
Oh, you mean my husband, Francel. He went to Prague.
When?
Yesterday in the morning. A train, 9-something.
You mean Saturday?
Yes, Saturday. I suppose this is Monday now. You're being a bit too exact for me at this time of the night. Just a moment.
Stay where you are. Sit down.
But I wanted to go to the bathroom.
Stay where you are.
Look, if you don't believe me, search the place.
We already have. Give me your papers.
Fina, where are they?
Here, madam. In your handbag.
Show them to him.
There. You can go to the lavatory now. Don't close the door.
Good God, I don't believe this.
There. Papers seem to be in order. What's this thing?
It's Frau Hornburg's pass to the Burgtheater. Madame is the leading actress in Vienna.
You can go back to bed now.
Thank you.
Josef!
Madame, are you all right?
Yes, perfectly. Who did they say they were?
Gestapo, madame. I'll make some tea.
What on earth did they want?
I think they were searching for the Herr Doctor.
Fina, there's someone at the kitchen door. Fina? Oh, dear, she's gone out shopping. I'm coming. Who is it? Oh, my God, it's you. What?
Quietly, and shut the door. Oh, Julia.
Franz, what's happened? Why aren't you in Prague?
I never got to Prague. Just before the frontier, there were Gestapo coming down the train with lists, photographs, and arresting everyone. I couldn't think what to do. So I jumped. We weren't going very fast, but I ripped my coat. I lost my hat, of course.
And your luggage, Hans, if that mattered. How did you get back to Vienna? Franz, the Gestapo were looking for you here in the middle of last night.
I got a post bus, then a train to Stockerau. The rest of the way, I just walked, dodging the police, till I got here. Then I climbed over the wall by the dustbins and came up the service stair. I don't trust Frau Pilcher.
Oh, quite right. Her awful husband's now block leader or something. Oh, that'll be Fina. Fina! In here. Look who's back.
Here, Franz. Thank God you're safe. I'll put on some soup and run a bath.
Look, we must find him somewhere else to stay, Fina. He's not safe here.
No, Gnefrau. Now he's back here, he must stay with us. It's his home and we can look after him somehow, you'll see.
Oh, Fina, be sensible. He can't stay. Those men will come back. And you know we can't trust the Pilkers.
But, Gnefrau,
Fina, you're forgetting everything that's happened in the last few days. Oh, Franz, I'm sorry, but your uncle and cousin were... Well, they were killed by the SA. I'm sorry to tell you like this, but... Oh, everything suddenly is so dangerous.
Ruth, what happened to her?
Oh, Georg has taken her in. He's looking after her, so she's safe for the time being.
There you are. If Herr Kalenyi can look after the child, we can look after the Herr Doctor.
But it's much more dangerous. She's not on a Gestapo list. And what about when Frau Kessner comes to clean?
Herr Franz can hide in your bedroom. I never let her clean in there. And apart from the cleaning, she's only ever in the kitchen. With your ration card, I can make the food stretch, and if the Herr Doctor doesn't go out, no one need ever be the wiser.
No, God, I don't know what to do.
I feel like an unwanted parcel.
Oh, darling, I'm sorry, but it's all so difficult.
I realize the dangers, but I would like to stay here. You're here, all my books are here, and I can write. There's a book to finish, an important book. I don't have to go out. But if it gets more dangerous, we can all think again.
There, that's settled. Herr Franz is home again. I'll see to the bath.
Oh, Franz, I'm so frightened.
Julia! Oh, there you are, my dear.
Hello, how nice. Do join me. Oh, it's quite like old times.
Old times?
Before the... Now there's nobody one knows here anymore. Only lots of SS men.
Herr Ober!
What can I get for you?
Oh, nothing, thanks. I was just passing and hoped I might see you.
Nothing more, then, thank you. Just my bill.
Certainly, Gnei Frau.
Oh, what's it all about?
I was talking to Lehmann this morning.
Ah, the unfaithful Friedrich.
I know. Morris really is a little tart. You've heard they take the house quite openly. Corinne is a thing of the past now.
I suppose rape and pillage is a tradition with conquering armies.
Yes, my dear, but it's the conquerors who are supposed to do the raping, not the other way about.
What were you talking to Lehmann about? Me, I suppose.
In a way, well, France, really.
France?
Yes. How long is it now since he's been gone?
Nearly 7 months. Oh, God, it seems an age ago.
You see, the party thinks he went to Prague on false papers and changed his name when he got there. But, of course, you must know all this better than I do.
I don't know what he did, just that he left. Ella, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, I understand. But Lehmann feels, well, apparently... The party feel...
If you mean the Gestapo, for God's sake, say it.
Well, I don't know if it is them. They feel that there's a loose end there, as far as you're concerned, personally.
And?
Well, you know how Lehmann likes to keep the party out of the theatre. He really is very protective of us all. He thought, for the sake of the theatre, and you, of course, well, a divorce could be arranged.
What? Is he saying that for the good of the theatre I should divorce Franz?
Well, there are new laws now to make it easy, almost automatic, I believe.
When are they going to ask me to do it?
They asked me to do it now. What shall I say to him?
Say? I don't know. I've never even thought about it. I'll have to think about it. Hella, for God's sake, it's a bit of a shock on the Sacher Terrace. Why not get a divorce? The party would like to tidy up your life.
Oh, dear, I put it badly. Julia, I'm sorry, I really am. But I'll tell them you're thinking it over.
Oh, tell them what you like. I must go. I'm sorry, Hella.
Oh, I understand. Don't worry, I'll pay the bill.
Well, you're a close fan.
What do you mean?
Oh, I've been cleaning flats long enough to know when there's a man about the place. And why not? Course, old human, along with the rest of us. I've often felt sorry for her.
What are you yattering about? There's no man here.
It's all right. There's no harm in it.
You mind your own business. There's no man here, and don't you forget it.
All right, don't lose your temper. I won't tell no one. It's all the same. Ah, no.
Let me see your bag. Have you been missing some butter? Have you been at the drink again? I can smell it on your breath.
Oh, it's only a drop at the bottom of a bottle. Why shouldn't I finish it all?
Your bag, let me see it.
Here, get your hands off my property.
I've suspected you now for some time. I'll not have you thieving and getting me into trouble.
I'm no thief, so don't you call me one.
You can't stay on here. I'll pay you for the week. And Frau Homburg will give you a carriage, but there it is. There. Now, get out and don't come back.
Oh, I'll go to the Labour office and complain about you. See if I don't.
Fina. Fina, where are you?
In here, Herr Franz. What is it? More coffee?
No, I've still got some. Frau Kirstner, has she gone?
Yes, and good riddance.
Oh?
And here, France, you really shouldn't come out of the bedroom until I call you. It would have been awful if she'd seen you.
Yes, but I heard the door, so I...
So it could have been me going out. Never do that again.
Never do that again. It's like being a child. You were always better at telling me off than my mother. Are you going to treat me as if it was all those years ago?
If you need it, Air France. You don't know what it's like outside. The radio doesn't tell you. There are informers everywhere, spies, Gestapo, I don't know what. You're only safe if you're here with Knefrau and me. Now, what did you want?
Oh, yes. I can't find my English dictionary. Where did you put it? It's a big red book with a blue stripe.
It's with all the other big books in Madame's wardrobe. I always put them there.
It's so boring having to tidy up and hide all my stuff every night. Can't we just leave it out? I'll gather it all up if anyone comes.
A whole table full of books and papers? We'd never manage it, and the police would never believe that Madame was writing a book.
No, I suppose not. You're right. Even if we left it all in my study. We've so many rooms empty now. Nothing to do with them.
We only use them for entertaining. And we can't do any of that now.
I don't miss the people, but I do miss the conversations.
You have your writing to do.
Yes, and I must do some. Is that cardigan washed now?
Yes, and with all its buttons.
Oh, Fina, you do look after me.
I always have, and I suppose, Herr Franz, I always will.
I hate end-of-season parties. It's like going to one's own wake.
Oh, just smile, Billy, and remember, all that lovely drink is free.
Sensible girl. You wouldn't care to have an affair with me, I suppose.
I don't think I'm up to it at the moment.
You should have an affair with someone, you know.
Billy!
My dear, I'm an old actor, and I know more than Herr Freud about what makes people tick. Your acting is down a touch.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, still brilliant, but you slide over the big moments. There's something missing in your life, Miguel. You need a fling.
Well, I'll bear it in mind. Now get me a drink and a seat.
Ah, Herr Karenli. I'm so glad you could come.
Delighted. I was curious to see how you'd done the inside of your house. It's quite, it's wonderful. Your wife will be very proud of you when she arrives, won't she, Maurice?
Yes. Hello, Georgi. You haven't changed.
No, some of us just stay the same. Do excuse me, Herr Lehmann. There's someone I must talk to.
Of course. Of course.
Billy, Julia, how's our greatest Prospero?
Going to get some more drink for this brave new world.
Waiter!
How's Ruth?
Puzzled, but safe. You're the one with a domestic problem, I hear.
Problem? What problem?
A little bird in the Gestapo is interested in you.
For God's sake, what is all this? What Gestapo bird?
He's in charge of the search for France. He thinks I'm helping him, but it gets me useful snippets of information. Now, what do you know about Frau Kessner?
She was our cleaning woman, Fina sacked her.
Well, she's reported finding some documents in your flat. She thinks there's a man living there.
Oh, what nonsense. It's pure spite. Is she going to the Gestapo with this rubbish?
Not to the Gestapo, to the civil service. The Gestapo want to keep it at arm's length for the moment. It's still a civilian matter. In fact, the man in charge is over there, von Kasda. He runs one of the funny new departments. Do you want to meet him?
My God, should I?
I can't do any harm. Oh, come on. It's quite fun, actually.
Herr von Kasda, I'm sorry to interrupt, but may I present Frau Homburg of the Burgtheater?
Enchanted, gnädige Frau.
Excuse me. Lily?
I have admired you often, but you are even Lily. More breathtaking in person.
Oh, you are quite the gallant, Herr von Kasda.
Nando, please. Von Kasda is so K&K. My parents were stern traditionalists, but I'm not.
But you are, I hear, in the civil service.
Yes, I'm afraid you're right. It was either that or the army, and I can't stand uniforms.
Oh, this room is full of them.
Ah, the SS. How they love their black and silver.
They're wearing more brooches than I am.
So, what are the plans for the next season? Or is it a secret?
Oh, I'm only a humble actress. I only know the rumours. Egmont, the doll's house.
Oh, good. I shall enjoy seeing your Nora again.
Oh. And I don't know the rest. Herr Lehmann is working it out with Hansi Ostrovsky during the holiday.
Are you leaving Vienna for the summer?
Well, I haven't decided. I usually do.
Before you leave, Might I have the pleasure of buying you lunch?
Well, I should be honored, but...
The Dry Hussaran? To be honest, there is a boring matter of civil service business I would like to discuss with you, and the chance to combine business with having lunch with a beautiful actress is too good to miss. Early next week, please say yes.
I should be delighted. Tuesday is free.
Now, I have monopolized you enough. Herr Ostrovsky is hovering in a directorial kind of way.
And another thing, where was Hella?
Gone to Berlin. Having lost Lehmann to Maris, she's off to find bigger fish.
Will there be a war, Hansi?
I don't know. No one will prevent him taking Poland, but if he stops there, who knows? Julia, please go through with this absurd divorce, will you? It will take pressure off the theatre.
Would it mean they would leave me in peace? I mean, if I do, they won't start in on me to join the party.
Well, they haven't made any of us join. Lehmann tries to be reasonable, but he is worried about the divorce. Oh,
don't I know it? He got Hella to waylay me in the sucker, and now you.
Oh. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have spoken.
I'm sorry too, Hansi. I'm tired, and I have to clear out of my dressing room tomorrow.
Well, we're here. Now I invite myself in for a nightcap.
Can you find a lawyer? Someone discreet. It must not get into the papers.
Lehmann can arrange it. All you will have to do is sign a document.
Good. Go ahead, then. I'm sorry, Hansi, but I can't ask you in. I'm just too tired. Good night, my dear.
Good night, Julia.
Fina, are you there?
Coming, Nicole. Here, doctor is already asleep.
Just some coffee for me, then, Fina. I'll drink it here.
What on earth? I'll go. Really? What an hour.
I wish to see Frau Homburg.
Oh, I'm afraid she's resting. She's very tired.
I have my orders.
Well, wait here.
It's an SS man.
What?
I've told him you're tired and about to go to bed, but he's waiting in the hall. The Herr Doctor!
Oh, my God. Franz, wake up. The SS are here.
Oh, my God.
No, not the hall. He's waiting there.
Quick, the box room.
But there's no way out of there. There's no window.
The stove. Squeeze behind it.
Look, I'll go and see the SS man. You help Franz. And I just hope he's young.
Fina, help.
I'm sorry to have kept you. I am Julia Homburg. Oh, please do come in and sit down.
It's about your husband, Frau Homburg. I mean...
My husband? He's left me. I'm divorcing him. It's all arranged, but days ago. Your orders must be out of date. Oh, it's not your fault. Oh, you've had a wasted trip. Well, perhaps not. Have a glass of wine.
Frau Homburg...
Oh, I'm so sorry. This dress keeps doing that. Don't. Please don't get up. Where is it?
Frau Homburg.
That chair suits you. It quite sets off your uniform. In fact, it's a pity your escort is waiting outside. Tell me, what's your name?
Schultz. Ernst. Please, excuse me. I should have introduced myself.
Excuse you? Not at all. I don't often have someone to talk to.
Frau Homburg, may I tell you something?
Of course. Why not?
I fixed this job for myself. The Sturmbannfuhrer had cancelled it, but I put it back on the list. You see, I wanted to see you. I wanted...
But why didn't you come to see me at the theatre?
I'd have been scared. And you'd never have seen
me. Oh, you are foolish.
Have you a pencil?
Good night, Frau.
Write me your name and address, and I'll see you get seats for the premiere of the new season.
Gnädige Frau, I'm honored. If you'll permit me.
Of course you must come. And now, I'm very tired. Oh. But be sure you call on me after the play.
I certainly will. Frau Homburg, I bid you good night.
Good night. Ernst. Nina, Franz. Oh, they've gone.
Who were they? What did they want?
Oh, never mind. He was some stage-struck kid, thank God. Sturmbannführer had cancelled us from the list of cases, and that idiot boy put us back on so that he could meet me, really.
What list? And why would we be cancelled?
Oh, it's not important. But it must not happen again. We cannot rely on luck. You must have a proper hiding place, one where you can keep your books. The box room will do.
But it has no windows.
Good. The neighbours are forever peering through our windows. We can put a wardrobe across the door, and no one will know it's there at all.
But the box room's full of old junk, madame. We can't just throw it away, the filth.
Then we do it gradually. Tell them we're spring cleaning. And Fina.
Yes, Canefron?
We must build up a supply of food. Also, gradually, tins and things, in case we have to leave France alone.
But Julia...
No, buts, Francel. We were lucky tonight, but in future, you cannot leave the box room if you are alone here.
But that makes me a virtual prisoner.
Oh, darling, you are an actual prisoner. Until this is over, there are still Gestapo agents searching for you in Vienna. Oh, come on, it won't be that bad. I am at home all day and... Oh, God, I've just realized.
What?
Friday's the 1st of August. I'm supposed to go to the cottage.
You'll have to go. It would be unheard of if Julia Homburg was in town in August.
Oh, but Francel, I can't just leave you here alone.
But I won't be alone. Fina will be here, and you must have a holiday.
We'll manage all right here. Here, France and me.
Frau Homburg, it's a pleasure to see you here again.
Thank you, Otto. Charming as ever. Herr von Kerstin. Oh, no, you prefer Nando. I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, you know the restaurant, then? I might have known.
Well, it's near the theatre.
And my office. I thought it better to meet here. It's less formal. I hate formalities. And there's been a lot of suspicious wiring going on at the office. Here, we're relatively safe.
Huh, you think so? The waiter who greeted me has been feeding the gossip mongers for years. Now he probably...
Yeah, probably feeds the Gestapo. Oh, if only it were all open. I shouldn't have to write a tedious report.
You're going to write a report on our lunch?
I've been asked to ask you some questions about a stupid rumour. It's all quite trivial.
Oh, ask them then while I decide whether or not to stay.
Now, please don't take offence. Please? A cleaning woman you dismissed said that there was a man living in your flat and that she'd found an envelope hidden in a bookcase. Addressed to your husband, albeit dated from before his disappearance.
I understand. Servants' gossip is now the meat and drink of the party. Oh, pitiful. I did not dismiss her, my servant did, as she had been pilfering. And if the envelope was that old, she should have been dismissed earlier for neglecting her cleaning duties. Fairly, Herr von Kerstin.
No, I shall dutifully report that it is all a pack of lies. Please, call me Nando. I find this as distasteful as you, please.
My apartment has twice been searched. The Gestapo and the SS. I have agreed to divorce my husband and have been assured that I will be free from harassment, and now it seems I'm in trouble again.
Gnädige Frau.
Oh, Julia, please.
Julia. You see, your husband went to Prague, and Heydrich's boys are searching for him there. It reflects on their competence that they have come up with nothing. So they're edgy, but of course won't admit it. They know the Gestapo is watching them for signs of lack of zeal. The party watches us, and so the whole crazy thing goes on. Duplication, waste, it's all tremendously inefficient and very tiring for all of us.
Well, I'm certainly tired of it, even in Vienna. Oh, I can't wait to get away.
Nor I. In just over a week, I shall be in Venice, or at least the leader. I need some sun.
Motoring?
Yes.
You'll be coming back through the mountains, then. Come and let me give you lunch in Dernhorn on the way back. It's a cottage near the Gasthof Foundler. They'll tell you how to find me.
Julia, do you mean it?
Of course I do. I love people dropping in. And you can verify my address to the party.
Julia, I'm not a spy.
That was unfair. Nando?
Yes?
When you invite actresses to lunch, which I'm sure you've done before, do you just talk all the time, or do they eventually get something to eat?
My dear, I'm sorry. Herr Ober?
Julia, my dear, Georg is here.
What? How did he know?
Well, I didn't. I called to see you.
Well, and you just opened the door after all we discussed?
No, not like that.
When Fina didn't answer, I slipped a note under the door.
You see, I told you.
Look, I know I'm a political idiot, at least about theory. But don't you see that this is just what a Gestapo man would do if he had Georgi in a dungeon somewhere and was coming to arrest you? You pair of idiots.
But I know Georgi's writing.
If you have no respect for your own life, at least you might think of Fina and me.
She's right, you know.
But it needn't happen again. Georgi can have a key.
Oh, Franz, please.
No, we can arrange a signal, and I'll be careful the caretakers don't see me.
I'm certain they're informers, you know.
Well, it's typical of their methods to make little men feel they have power.
But all regimes have used informers. The imperial state...
Oh, this is quite different. It's a hierarchy, with everyone reporting on everyone below them, but in terror of everyone above them. It's the only way to control an industrialized society.
So Europe cannot stop him.
Hansi said he would stop at Poland.
Hansi is a brilliant producer, but a fool politically.
Do you include the English? Julia, could you make us some coffee?
They don't understand what's going on, but we've been warned for generations. Goethe, Nietzsche, the dreams of Kafka are coming true. One Europe, but a total tyranny.
Politically, I still think it's unstable. A united Germany, yes, but a socialist union.
This is not a nationalist movement, France. Julia, don't... Do join us.
Oh, I'll just get your coffee. This political idiot has to leave early tomorrow.
As I remember it, you only suggested that I call for lunch.
So?
This is the second lunch.
Oh, don't be silly. It's a picnic. Picnics don't count. And you had to suffer the spare room to get it.
It was worth it. This is idyllic. Forests... A lake, no one in sight. I can see why this place is important to you.
It's essential. I can be whoever I want here. No theatre, no Vienna, no war.
What were you going to say?
When say what?
Just now. Before you said war. You were going to say something else.
Oh, just that I get sick of being Frau Julia Homburg, national asset of the Burgtheater.
Ah.
Here I can do what I want, behave as I like, and see who I like.
Then why see me? A boring civil servant?
Don't fish. You're not boring. You're amusing and silly. All the things this war is stopping us from being. I come here for a breath of fresh air, and that's what you are. A breath of totally irresponsible fresh air. I could...
What could you do?
You know.